As the city of Philadelphia awaits a decision from a Pennsylvania appeals court about whether the city's soda tax is legal, another debate is raging in corner stores across the city. Beverage companies are blaming the tax for declining sales, plant layoffs, and other pains, though backers of the new levy say it's all just hype.
Michelle Murray's browsing the soda aisle of her neighborhood corner store in North Philly.
Oh my goodness, that's ridiculous.
The new tax can add up to $2 to the price of a 12-pack and 18 cents to a can of soda.
$1.80 for a 16-ounce Pepsi. That's just too much money for me.
Murray opted for an unsweetened tea instead. It's an increasingly common choice. According to Philadelphia retailers, some are even reporting a 50% drop in soda sales.
People are angry and furious.
Fraby Peralta runs a small family-owned bodega where Murray's shopping. When customers yell at him, and he says they often do, he points to a sign from the city that explains those 99-cent decals on the 2-liter bottles, they're wrong. With the tax, it's now $2.
There's a lot of kids that come here with 75 cents and can't even barely buy a chip, you know. And, you know, the soda they used to buy back then or juice, it's not just affecting us, it just affects everybody, you know.
Pepsi announced up to 100 layoffs at area distribution plants. The soda giant also says it will be pulling 2 liters and 12 packs from the shelves. Both decisions, the company says, were driven by the tax. Philadelphia city officials released a statement accusing the soda industry of blaming the tax for things that were going to happen anyway. Analyst Jack Russo studies consumer patterns for the firm Edward Jones.
We're seeing declines in carbonated soft drink consumption, and not only regular sodas, but also diet, and we've seen those trends for a long period of time.
So which side is right? Russo says it's a little bit of both. He says it's true people are drinking less soda and companies are pushing smaller packages. But Russo also says the Philadelphia tax is likely accelerating those trends.
With consumers having to pay more for their favorite product, that usually doesn't go over real well.
But while the soda industry tells people to talk to mom-and-pop store owners and customers to understand how terrible the tax is, the city often tells those critics to take a walk to one of the new free pre-kindergarten programs that the tax is supporting. And Damaris Alvarado Rodriguez is happy to give a tour of her South Philly pre-K center.
A lot of people, when they're upset and they say, well, you know, we're going to lose our job. I'm like, well, I'm hiring.
Her preschool has added 30 kids since the tax started in January.
And so if the soda tax didn't exist, where would all these kids be today?
They would not be here, not in a pre-K program. You know, there's not enough funding in the city of Philadelphia to cover as many children that they are right now that are not in preschool. So, you know, I really feel bad for the merchants and, you know, the small business owners. But I also look at positive effects that we're doing for these children and the long-term effects that's going to have in our city.
She's planning to add 80 more seats, but her expansion hinges on one unpredictable factor: the outcome of a lawsuit the beverage industry brought against the tax. Appeals court judges have heard oral arguments and are now preparing a decision. Alvarado Rodriguez's preschool, shop owners across the city, and soda industry workers all have a lot riding on that ruling. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.